Good afternoon. It's 5:06 and 84 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers. Moorhead State University passed a $145 million budget for this fiscal year. Meanwhile, the Board of Regents at another Kentucky college has concerns about spending. A group of Moorhead artists are releasing a set of new albums tomorrow. The COVID-19 positivity rate in the Commonwealth is on the rise again. A Lexington business owner who fought against COVID restrictions plans to run for state senate. The city of Lexington wants the state to throw out a lawsuit that alleges racial discrimination within the city's police force. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low around 64. We'll have a look at your region's extended weather forecast after this news. Moorhead State University's Board of Regents passed a $145 million budget for the 2021-22 fiscal year last month. Nearly $5 million in additional state appropriations will likely be used to offset a $5.1 million increase in personnel expenditures. MSU President Dr. Jay Morgan says a 1.25% increase on tuition was balanced with a freeze on graduate tuition and housing.
The maximum that we were allowable by the state is 2%. So we stayed almost a full percent below what the cap was. So again, trying to maintain a very strong effort toward affordability for our students, but acknowledging that occasionally we do have to raise tuition rates. But as you can see from our prior couple of years, we've not been doing it very much.
The university expects the tuition increase will net an additional $102,000 in revenue. Meanwhile, Kentucky State University's Board of Regents has called a special meeting to address financial concerns as the historically black college prepares for a $50 million campus project. According to the board's agenda, the Regents will meet tomorrow to hire an outside auditor to review the current financial status of the university. The Herald Leader reported some Regents have reached out to Governor Andy Beshear's administration about concerns. In a statement, Beshear's office said administration officials have been in contact with Regents and the Kentucky Council on Post-Secondary Education to gather more information about the issues that have been raised. The university is about to move ahead with a debt-financed 400-bed dormitory and dining hall approved by the Kentucky legislature. The university has been fighting a half-dozen lawsuits this year alleging various acts of misconduct by its leaders, including university president Christopher Brown. AP Harbor, a collection of artists with ties to Moorhead, will release a pair of new albums tomorrow. The albums include new and previously recorded original songs by Andrew Preston, performed by a score of artists. Preston says the work was done to record the music as it was originally imagined.
Which was not ever really something that was super doable in a live setting, but through COVID we decided we were going to do it in a studio and just work it up as it was and make it this really big audio project.
Preston says much of the recording was done online during lockdown, which allowed the musicians to work together while socially and geographically distanced. You can listen to the new albums on the band's website, apharbormusic.com. With Kentucky's COVID-19 positivity rate jumping nearly 2% over as many weeks, health experts are sounding a familiar alarm, cautioning that gatherings among unvaccinated Kentuckians could trigger another round of outbreaks. Several variables have changed, with roughly half the state at least partially vaccinated and new variants to worry about. But the warnings from health officials sound eerily similar to predictions heard early on in the pandemic. This is UK Chief Medical Officer for Inpatient and Emergency Services, Dr. Ashley Montgomery Yates.
And so what I think we as physicians and healthcare providers and people working in the healthcare industry fear is that there's going to be a large church service or a large country club get together or a golf scramble or something in one of these counties, and somebody's going to be sick and it's going to spread and we're going to have a big surge again.
The counties Montgomery Yates is talking about are those with vaccination rates that mirror lagging states like Alabama and Mississippi. The hot spots are already popping up on the radar, with a recent cluster of around 40 people coming down with the illness in an outbreak linked to a church service. One troubling sign: while 80% of those affected were unvaccinated, the incident happened in Woodford County, which boasts the highest overall vaccination rate in the state. A Lexington coffee shop owner who took his fight against the Bashir administration's COVID-19 orders to Frankfort is looking to return as a state senator. Andrew Copperwriter runs Brewed Coffee Shop, but if his name sounds familiar, it's likely because the business owner made headlines back in November for refusing to close up shop during the COVID shutdown. Copperwriter told WKYT at the time that the government's orders put him and others like him in a bind.
I understand that the government's worried about us dying. The rest of us are worried about continuing to live, though.
He was eventually sued by the Fayette Health Department, a case that was later dismissed once the pandemic restrictions expired. He also joined three other Kentuckians who unsuccessfully sought Andy Beshear's impeachment. But now, as businesses go back to something approaching normal, Copperwriter isn't staying quiet. Instead, he's making a run for state senate, challenging long-serving Republican Alice Forgey Kerr in the primaries. The city of Lexington is asking state and federal judges to dismiss lawsuits filed by Officer Jervis Middleton, who was fired in February. In April, Middleton filed a lawsuit alleging that a culture of racial discrimination contributed to his dismissal. Middleton was fired after being accused of providing information to racial injustice protesters in Lexington. Middleton filed a different lawsuit in March, appealing his firing, saying he was repeatedly referred to as the, quote, token officer and pet of the police chief. According to WKYT, lawyers for the city argue the city is immune from one of Middleton's lawsuits because his actions violated a contract he entered with the city. The city also responded to Middleton's federal lawsuit, which alleges the department has a history of giving black officers harsher penalties than white officers. In the motion to dismiss, the city's lawyers denied any inference of racism from plaintiff's depiction of the disciplinary action. In response to the motion, Middleton's lawyer argues that granting the city immunity whenever a contract is involved would render it impossible for officers to seek enforcement of rights and benefits for which the contract was negotiated. Judges are expected to hear arguments in both cases. Court records show the dates for those hearings have not yet been set. We'll have a look at more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Community Recycling Center, offering paper and document shredding services for Moorhead and Rowan County residents, community groups, businesses, and industry. Secure, confidential, and HIPAA-compliant, drop off or pick up by appointment at 784-1250. Located near the Moorhead City Park, the Community Recycling Center, keeping the environment clean and green, 784-1250. Facebook and online at moorheadrecycling.org.
A Louisville man now faces charges of terroristic threatening and disorderly conduct over an alleged encounter with the city's school superintendent. The incident comes just days after Louisville's public school system reinstituted masking rules for unvaccinated students and staff. Here's Louisville Superintendent Marty Palio talking mask policy after the CDC's latest guidelines.
Yeah, well, I understand. This is a controversial issue.
We felt this was a step we had to take, being that the CDC put this guidance out on Friday with the words, should wear masks if unvaccinated.
It's an announcement that allegedly didn't sit well with 43-year-old Brad Lindsay. The Courier-Journal reports Lindsay is accused of arguing with JCPS staff over the mask requirement at the district office and threatening Palio. Lindsay is slated to appear in court on July 26th. For now, similar mask requirements for unvaccinated students and staff are in place in Fayette County Public Schools, but the district says their rules have stayed consistent. A Fleming County magistrate has been sentenced to over 5 years in prison. The Maysville Ledger-Independent reports Chris Hickerson pled guilty to charges of conspiracy to commit crop insurance and tax fraud in 2019. He admitted to misrepresenting his federal crop insurance between 2009 and 2016 to receive benefits he was not entitled to. He must serve 85% of his sentence and will be under the supervision of a probation officer for 3 years once released. Restitution payments will also be required. Meanwhile, Hickerson has retained his title as magistrate. Fleming County Judge Executive Larry Foxworthy says he will consult the county attorney this week about the situation. Kentucky's Constitution says a person shall be disqualified from serving in public office if they are convicted of a felony. It also says a Commonwealth attorney will be responsible for the individual's ouster in that instance. The man accused of ramming his truck into the Louisville Metro Corrections Building went before a judge last week. WUKY's Josh James has details.
41-year-old Michael Perez is pleading not guilty after authorities alleged he was behind the wheel when his truck slammed into a pillar near the entrance of the Metro Jail, causing little damage to the building but raising questions about his motive. Spray painted on the side of the vehicle were the words Patria y Vida, or Homeland and Life, a song title turned popular rallying cry among Cuban activists. Louisville law enforcement have yet to comment on possible connections between the phrase and the incident, though WDRB reports an off-duty officer who saw the crash says he believes it was intentional. Perez is charged with wanton endangerment and criminal mischief. He's set to go back before a judge next week. Josh James, WUKY News.
Kentucky State Police are searching for a Fayette Regional Juvenile Detention Center escapee. WMKY's Cassidy Stearman has more.
16-year-old Luke Craig escaped from the detention center around 3:45 p.m. on Sunday. Craig is estimated to weigh 130 pounds and be 5'5". He was last seen wearing a green jumpsuit and black sneakers. KSP tells LEX18 he is considered dangerous and a threat to public safety. Craig is a suspect in a double murder in Anderson County, according to Trooper Bernie Napier. Investigators say Craig killed his mother and sister in Lawrenceburg before leading troopers on a chase through four counties back in September. Officials are asking if anyone has any information to contact them at 1-800-222-555 or dial 911. For WMKY News, I'm Cassidy Stearman.
A Mount Sterling man is back in jail after allegedly failing to report to his probation and parole officer after being released from prison. The Mount Sterling Advocate reports 41-year-old Stanley Sargent was sentenced to 5 years on charges of tampering with physical evidence, abuse of a corpse, and drug possession last year. Those charges are tied to the alleged murder of Josh Smith in 2019. Sargent pled guilty to charges saying he's participated in disposal of Smith's body in a deep freeze on the side of a Menifee County road. Charged with the murder is Richard McGahey. McGahey's trial was set to begin next week, but his attorney has asked for a continuance. Circuit Judge William Lane had not ruled on that motion as of today. Taking a look at your region's extended weather forecast for tonight. Partly cloudy skies with a low around 64. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, a high near 85. Tuesday night, partly cloudy, a low around 64. Wednesday, sunny with a high near 87. Wednesday night, mostly clear, a low around 65. And for your Thursday, mostly sunny skies with a high near 86. And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Tanner Boyd, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, Jonathan Burton, Keneally Roberts, Hallie Adams, Shamari Mosley, Ethan Jenkins, Cassidy Stearman, and WUKY's Josh James. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY, Moorhead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers. For WMKY News, now back to All Things Considered.